Blaise, Scotland, October 1812.
Where am I?
He wondered, and focused his eyes to look ahead. On the horizon he could see a line of softly rounded hills, their flanks covered with thick beechwoods. It was autumn, and in the dying year brilliance of the sun, the trees seemed to be on fire, glowing in brilliant red, gold, yellow and orange. Perhaps it would have been better if he had died among the sun-baked lavender bushes on the plain outside Ciudad Rodrigo. For death in ambush would not be as shaming as the months he had spent as a prisoner, handed over by the Spanish to the British. Blaise Chardonnel was a very proud Frenchman, and the shame of being taken a prisoner by the boorish British bit hard into his soul. He had nothing but contempt for his new captors. With 200 other prisoners of war, he had arrived at the port of Leith and disembarked in front of the usual jeering crowd of loafers on a stone jetty lined along one side with stinking alehouses.
"Here's another frog. Oh my, this is a bonny one, isn't it? Look at his fancy jacket. Hey, froggy, where did our lads get you?"
cried a group of ragged women, as Blaise marched down the gangplank, deliberately straightening his shoulders as he went. The march up a steep hill to Edinburgh was even more shaming, because women and children lined the route, waving flags and chanting insults. He wanted to stop in the middle of the slimy, muck-covered cobbles and shout back at them, taunting them with their savagery and their filth. But he stared ahead, blank-eyed, trying not to hear their voices. Yesterday they had stopped for the night at Valleyfield, about 2 hours' march out of Edinburgh. There, penned up like animals in stone sheds, were many Frenchmen, some of whom he knew and had fought alongside in Spain. But his own journey was not yet finished. With 90 other officers, he was selected to march on for 30 miles more, into the southern hinterlands of Scotland, to a town called Melrose.